Hey everyone, welcome back. So, I know a lot of you have been asking about AI. What's it all about, and what can it do for your online business? Well, we got a lot of requests to take a deep dive into the first chapter of Stephen Scott's book, The 2024-2025 Beginner's Guide to AI in Affiliate and Network Marketing.
Yeah, it's a really great starting point for those who want to use AI to boost their business.
And just skimming through this first chapter, I'm already seeing some cool ideas. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's start with the basics. Scott spends a good chunk of this chapter talking about online marketing for beginners. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think he's trying to set the stage, right? Before you can really understand how AI can revolutionize your online marketing, you need to have a solid grasp of the fundamentals. It's like building a house, gotta have that strong foundation.
Right. And I love how he breaks it down into these really simple steps. Reaching a global audience, targeting the right customers, using data to track results. It's stuff we probably all know, but sometimes it helps to have those basic principles laid out clearly.
Absolutely. And then he brings in the AI, showing how it can actually make all those tasks, building a website, promoting products, engaging with customers a lot easier. It's like having a superpower to tackle those things that might normally feel overwhelming.
Okay, so let's talk about AI itself. I think a lot of people hear that term, and it sounds really intimidating. I know I felt that way at first, but Scott does a great job of demystifying it. I love the way he calls it smart software. I mean, we're all familiar with software.
Right, we use it every day.
Yeah.
But AI is like software that can actually learn and adapt. It's constantly analyzing data, looking for patterns, and improving its performance over time.
And that makes it sound a lot less scary. So can you give us an example of how AI is already being used in our daily lives, even if we don't realize it?
Oh, absolutely. Think about those personalized recommendations you get when you're shopping online. You know, like when Amazon suggests products you might like based on your browsing history. That's AI in action.
Oh, yeah. Or those spam filters that rescue our inboxes from a flood of junk mail. Those are lifesavers.
Totally. And those are just a couple of examples. AI is already all around us, working behind the scenes to make our lives easier and more efficient. And in the world of online marketing, it has the potential to be truly revolutionary.
So how does this smart software actually learn from data? The book mentions things like personalization, automation, and data analysis. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. Let's imagine AI as a detective, right? But instead of clues, it uses data. It sifts through mountains of information, looking for patterns and connections. Let's say you're running an online store. AI can look at your customers' browsing history, their purchases, even their social media activity to figure out who might be interested in a new product.
So it's like AI can predict what your customers want before they even know it themselves.
Exactly. That's the power of personalization. And then there's automation. Think about those tasks that take up so much time in marketing, like sending out emails.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. I spend way too much time on that.
Right. Well, AI can take that over for you. The book gives the example of MailChimp, a platform that can personalize those emails based on someone's behavior, like what they clicked on your website.
So it's not just sending out the same generic email blast to everyone.
No, it's about making those emails feel more personal and relevant, which means people are actually more likely to open them and take action.
That makes a lot of sense. And then there's the whole world of smart product recommendations, like when you're browsing online and it's like the website is reading your mind.
Right. That's another great example of AI in action. Platforms like Amazon use AI to analyze your past purchases, your browsing history, even what other people like you have bought, to suggest products that you might be interested in.
It's kind of creepy how accurate it can be sometimes, right?
I know. But it's also pretty amazing. And for businesses, it's a powerful way to boost sales. Because those recommendations are so personalized, people are much more likely to actually buy.
Okay, so we've talked about online marketing. We've talked about AI. Now let's bring those two worlds together. Scott specifically focuses on network marketing, MLM, and affiliate marketing. Those terms can be a little confusing for some folks. Can you give us a quick definition of each?
Sure. Network marketing, also known as multi-level marketing or MLM, is basically a business model where independent distributors earn money by selling products and recruiting other distributors into their network. So you get a commission on your own sales, plus a percentage of the sales made by the people you've recruited.
Okay, so it's kind of like building a team of salespeople who are all working together.
Right. And then affiliate marketing is similar, but a little different. Here, you partner with other individuals or businesses, your affiliates, to promote your products or services. Your affiliates get a commission for every sale they generate through their unique affiliate links.
So you're not necessarily building a team in the same way as MLM, but you are relying on other people to help you reach a wider audience.
Exactly. And what's interesting here is that despite their differences, these models all share a common thread: promoting products and building a solid customer base. And that's where AI can really come in and be a game changer.
Okay, so let's talk about those AI superpowers for network marketers. The chapter mentions a bunch of them, but let's start with lead finding. I know that's a huge challenge for a lot of people in these industries.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredibly time-consuming to constantly be searching for new leads, but AI can help you do that more efficiently and effectively. Imagine having a tireless virtual assistant who can sift through tons of data looking for those golden nuggets, potential customers who are actually interested in what you have to offer.
So instead of cold calling or sending out generic messages, you're actually reaching people who are more likely to be interested.
Exactly. It's all about quality over quantity. And a tool like HubSpot, which uses AI and natural language processing, can analyze website visits, social media activity, even email interactions to pinpoint those individuals who are most likely to become customers.
Wow, that's impressive. It's like having a mind reader who can tell you who's actually interested in your products.
Kind of. And then there's engaging customers around the clock. I mean, let's be real, no one can be online 24/7.
Definitely not. I need my sleep.
Right. We all do. But AI doesn't. The book talks about AI-powered chatbots. Like Tidio, for example, can handle those late-night inquiries, guide visitors through your products, and even suggest purchases, all without you needing to be there.
So it's like having a customer service rep who never sleeps.
Exactly. And it's all about providing that instant, personalized support that customers have come to expect in today's digital world.
And this next AI superpower is something I personally struggle with, crafting those personalized sales pitches.
Yeah, those can be tough. No one wants to sound like a robot just spitting out the same generic pitch to everyone.
Right. It has to feel authentic and relevant.
Exactly. And AI can help with that. It can analyze a potential customer's online behavior, their interests, their needs, their pain points, and tailor a sales pitch that feels more personal and persuasive. It's all about speaking directly to their individual desires.
Okay, so AI can help me with lead generation, customer engagement, and even sales.
Yeah.
But this all sounds a little overwhelming. Is this just for tech geniuses?
Not at all. That's one of the best things about AI. It's becoming more and more accessible to everyone. You don't need a computer science degree to get started.
That's good to hear. So where should someone start if they want to incorporate AI into their marketing?
The book emphasizes starting small. Choose one task you're already doing. Maybe it's email marketing, maybe it's social media. And then find a single AI tool that can help you with that task. You don't have to do everything at once.
So it's more about gradually incorporating AI into what you're already doing, rather than trying to master everything overnight.
Exactly. AI is a journey, not a destination. Most of these tools are pretty user-friendly, and there are tons of tutorials and resources available online, so you can learn as you go. And the beauty of AI is that it's constantly learning and adapting, too. So as you use these tools, they'll become even more effective over time.
That's really encouraging. I'm starting to feel a lot more optimistic about this whole AI thing.
It really is. And, you know, one thing that I hear a lot from people is that they're intimidated by the whole website thing. Like, building a website seems way too technical.
Oh, I totally get that. I've been there. Like, where do you even start? And then there's all the coding and design stuff, which just seems impossible if you're not a tech person.
Yeah, I used to feel the same way. But Scott really breaks down those barriers in Chapter 2. He makes it clear that having a website or an online store isn't just this nice to have anymore. It's essential in today's world, right? It's like your virtual storefront, open 24/7, reaching customers all over the globe.
Right. It makes sense when you put it like that. But still, even just the thought of coding makes me sweat a little.
I know. But that's where AI swoops in to save the day. There are all these AI-powered website builders now that are so user-friendly. Even if you're a complete tech newbie, you can create a professional-looking website without writing a single line of code.
Seriously, that sounds too good to be true.
I know, right? But it's real. He talks about Wix, for example. They have this feature called Wix ADI, which stands for Artificial Design Intelligence.
Wix ADI? That sounds pretty fancy.
It is. Basically, you just answer a few simple questions about your business, what you want your website to look like, what kind of vibe you're going for, and then boom, Wix ADI generates a website for you like magic.
Wow. So it's like having a personal web designer, but without having to pay those crazy fees.
Exactly. And if you're looking to actually sell products online, Scott talks about Shopify. It's specifically designed for e-commerce. And get this, Shopify's AI can recommend products to your customers based on their browsing history and past purchases. It's like having a virtual sales assistant working behind the scenes to boost those sales.
Okay, those both sound pretty amazing, yeah. Especially for someone like me who's, you know, not super tech savvy. But what about people who are a bit more comfortable with tech and want more control over the design and functionality of their website?
Scott's got those folks covered too. He mentions WordPress, which is a super popular platform known for its flexibility. You can customize it in so many ways. It might have a slightly steeper learning curve, but even there, AI comes to the rescue.
Okay, good. So even if you're more of a techie, AI can still help you out.
Absolutely. There are tons of AI-powered plugins for WordPress, like Yoast SEO, for example, that can help you optimize your content to rank higher in search engines. So more people are going to find your website organically through Google searches and stuff.
So it's like having an AI SEO expert working behind the scenes to make sure your website gets noticed.
Exactly. And once you've actually picked your platform, Chapter 2 walks you through the entire setup process, step by step, with screenshots and everything.
Okay, that sounds super helpful. So he really holds your hand through the whole process. But what about content? Actually writing the words that go on your website, like blog posts, product descriptions, all that stuff, that's always felt overwhelming to me.
I hear you. But guess what? AI can help with that too. Remember those AI-powered content generation tools we talked about earlier?
The ones that are like almost too good to be true.
Right. Well, those really shine when it comes to website content. He mentions Jasper AI, which can help you write everything from blog posts to product descriptions. It's like having a ghostwriter in your pocket.
Wait, seriously, AI can write an entire blog post for me?
Yep. You give it a topic or a few keywords, and it can generate a pretty solid draft for you. Of course, you'll probably want to edit and refine it to make it sound more like you, but it takes care of that initial heavy lifting.
Okay, this is blowing my mind a little bit. So AI can help you build a website, and then it can help you fill that website with content. What about images? Those are super important for a website too.
Oh, absolutely. Visuals are everything, right? And AI can help there too. Scott talks about Canva, which is a great tool for creating everything from eye-catching banners to professional-looking logos.
Oh yeah, I've heard of Canva, but I thought you needed to be a designer to use it.
Nope. It's super user-friendly, and they have all these AI-powered design features that make it even easier. You can create stunning visuals in minutes, even if you have zero design experience.
Okay, this is starting to sound a lot less daunting and a lot more exciting. But there's one thing I've always struggled with, making sure my website actually looks good on phones. You know, with so many people browsing the internet on their smartphones, it just seems like a whole other level of complexity.
That's a really great point. And luckily, most of these AI website builders automatically optimize your site for different screen sizes, so you don't have to worry about coding or any of that complicated stuff.
Okay, that's a huge relief. So for those who are actually ready to, you know, open up their online store, Chapter 2 also covers how to set up all the e-commerce functionality, right?
Absolutely, and you guessed it. AI is there every step of the way. Platforms like Shopify and Wix make it super easy to add products, set up payment gateways, all that stuff. And AI can help with things like product recommendations, optimizing your checkout process, even preventing fraud.
So it's like having an AI e-commerce expert guiding you through the entire process.
Exactly. And once your website is live and looking fantastic, Chapter 2 goes into all the ways AI can help you optimize its performance.
Okay, so we're talking about things like making sure people can actually find your website when they're searching online.
Right, that's SEO, search engine optimization, and there are tons of AI tools that can help with that, but it's also about understanding how people are actually interacting with your website once they get there.
Like what pages they're visiting, how long they're staying, if they're actually buying anything.
Exactly. And Skelet talks about Google Analytics, which can give you all sorts of valuable insights into your website's performance. But then he takes it a step further and talks about how AI can actually analyze all that data and provide you with personalized recommendations for improvement.
So it's like having an AI marketing consultant analyzing your website and telling you exactly what you need to do to make it better.
Right. And it can help you with everything from improving your website's design to creating more engaging content to even boosting your conversion rates.
This is starting to sound less like, oh my God, I have to build a website, and more like, wow, AI can actually help me create something really amazing.
That's exactly the point. And remember those AI-powered chatbots we talked about?
The ones that can work 24/7.
Yep. Well, those aren't just for customer service. They can actually be incredibly effective for lead generation. He mentions Drift, which is a platform that uses AI to engage website visitors, qualify leads, and even schedule appointments for you.
It's like having a virtual sales assistant, working tirelessly to convert those website visitors to paying customers.
Exactly. And it all happens automatically in the background while you're focusing on other aspects of your business.
Okay, I'm officially blown away by the power of AI.
Yeah.
But let's be real, email marketing, it still feels like this necessary evil for most businesses. Is there any way that AI can make that less painful?
It can't. And you know what's cool? Scott dives into that in chapter 3. He actually reminds us that email marketing, even in this age of social media and everything else, is still incredibly powerful for building those relationships with customers, nurturing leads, and driving sales.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. But honestly, it can feel like such a chore. So how does AI make email marketing less of a headache?
Well, first of all, think back to those personalized sales pitches we were talking about. Remember how AI can analyze a customer's behavior and tailor those pitches to make them more effective? It can do the same thing with emails.
Oh, interesting. So you're saying no more crafting individual emails or sending out those generic blasts that no one even opens?
Exactly. AI can help you segment your email list based on all sorts of factors like subscriber behavior, interests, demographics, and then you can tailor the content of your emails to speak directly to those segments. So like, instead of sending the same happy birthday email to everyone, AI can personalize it with product recommendations based on their past purchases.
Ooh, that's smart. It's like having a personal email assistant crafting the perfect message for each subscriber. Makes it way more likely they'll actually open it, read it, and, you know, click through to your website or whatever.
Right. And speaking of open rates, AI can actually help you write those subject lines that are practically irresistible. It can analyze data from your past campaigns to figure out what kinds of subject lines actually work best for your audience.
So instead of just guessing, you're actually using data to figure out what grabs people's attention.
Exactly. It takes the guesswork out of it and helps you get those emails opened and read.
Okay, I'm liking this. What about those automated email sequences, though? The ones that send a series of emails based on a user's actions. Those always seem really complicated to set up.
They can be, but AI can help simplify them. Scout uses the example of ActiveCampaign, which is an email marketing platform that uses AI to create these sophisticated workflows. So you can set it up so that based on what someone does on your website, like say they sign up for your newsletter or they abandon their shopping cart, they'll automatically get a series of emails that are super relevant to them.
So you're basically nurturing those leads and guiding them toward a purchase, but AI is handling all the complex automation stuff in the background.
Exactly. It's like having a team of email marketers working for you 24/7.
Okay, that is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But what about timing? I always struggle with knowing when to send emails. You know, if you send them at the wrong time, they just get lost in that inbox black hole.
Right. That's a great point. But guess what? AI can solve that problem too. It can analyze your subscribers' behavior to figure out when they're actually most likely to open your emails. So you're maximizing your chances of getting seen and actually read.
Okay, I have to say, I'm starting to feel a lot better about email marketing now.
Mm-hmm.
But let's move on to the big one. The thing that everyone loves to hate. Social media. How on earth can AI help us tame that beast?
That's a great question, and that's exactly what Scott tackles in Chapter 4. And I think it's so relevant. I mean, social media is everywhere, right? For anyone in network marketing, MLM, affiliate marketing, it's just a crucial channel for building your brand, connecting with those potential customers, promoting your stuff.
Right, but managing social media can feel like a full-time job. And then some. Creating content, scheduling posts, responding to comments, tracking results. It's exhausting.
I know. And that's where AI comes in. It can make social media marketing so much easier, more efficient, and honestly, way more effective.
Okay, give me an example. How does AI actually help with that?
Well, think about content creation. It can be a struggle to come up with fresh ideas all the time for all those social media platforms, right?
Oh yeah, tell me about it. Sometimes I just stare at the screen like, what am I supposed to post today?
Exactly. But AI can actually help you with that. Remember those AI content generation tools we talked about, Scott mentions lately, which can analyze your longer form content like your blog posts or podcast episodes and automatically create those bite-sized social media posts that are super shareable.
Oh, that's clever. So you're not starting from scratch every time.
Right. And say goodbye to those late night social media posting sessions. AI can schedule your posts for you, making sure they go live at the best possible time to reach your audience.
So no more setting alarms to post at weird hours or trying to remember to post consistently?
Exactly. Tools like Buffer and Hootsuite use AI to figure out the optimal times for each platform so you can just set it and forget it.
Okay, that's a game changer for sure. But what about responding to all those comments and messages? It just feels like it never ends.
It can feel that way, but remember those AI-powered chatbots we talked about?
The ones that are like virtual customer service reps.
Yep. Well, those can actually be incredibly helpful for social media, too.
Really? I never thought about that. So you're saying I can have a chatbot on my Facebook page or my Instagram answering people's questions and engaging with them, even when I'm not online.
Exactly. It's all about providing that instant response, even if you're not available. And those chatbots can handle all sorts of tasks, from answering frequently asked questions to qualifying leads.
Wow. So AI can help me with content creation, scheduling, engagement, even lead generation on social media. What else can it do?
Well, it can also help you make sense of all that data that those social media platforms throw at you. I mean, there are so many metrics to track, it can get really overwhelming.
Oh, I know. It's like information overload.
Right. But AI can sift through all that data and give you those valuable insights into what's actually working and what's not, so you can adjust your strategy.
So instead of just staring at a bunch of numbers and trying to figure out what they mean, AI can tell me what's important and how to improve my social media performance.
Exactly. And Scott emphasizes the importance of tracking key metrics like your engagement rate, your reach, your click-through rates. AI-powered tools can give you those detailed reports that break down all those metrics so you can see which content is resonating, which platforms are performing best, and how to get better results.
Okay. This is starting to feel a lot less like a social media monster and more like an AI-powered marketing machine. But what about ads? Social media ads can be a great way to reach a wider audience, but managing them effectively can be a real challenge.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where AI can really, really level up your social media game. Think about platforms like Facebook Ads Manager or Google Ads. Those are powered by AI, and they can help you target your ads to the right people, optimize your bidding, even create those dynamic ad variations that are tailored to each individual viewer.
So it's like having a personal ad agency working for you, but without those big agency fees.
Exactly. And what's really exciting is that AI is getting smarter all the time. So like it can now analyze your target audience's demographics, interests, online behavior to create these super targeted ad campaigns that are way more likely to convert into sales.
So you're not wasting money on ads that reach the wrong people.
Right. You're actually putting your ads in front of the people who are most likely to be interested in what you have to offer. It's all about efficiency and getting the best possible return on your investment.
This is all incredibly powerful stuff, but I do have one concern. With all this talk about AI, do you ever worry that it might eventually replace human marketers altogether?
That's a question I get a lot, and it's a valid one. But honestly, I think Scott makes a really important point in the book. He says that while AI is transforming the marketing landscape, it's not about replacing human creativity and intuition. It's about using AI as a tool to enhance those efforts.
So it's not a competition. It's more like a collaboration.
Exactly. AI can help us work smarter, not harder. It can automate those tedious tasks, give us those data-driven insights, help us reach the right people with the right message at the right time. But it's still up to us humans to come up with a strategy, to craft those compelling stories, to build those genuine connections with our audience.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better. It's not AI versus humans. It's AI and humans working together to create something truly amazing.
I love that. That's exactly it.
This has been such an incredible deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much about AI and all the incredible things it can do for online businesses.
Me too. And you know, this is really just the tip of the iceberg. AI is evolving so rapidly, the possibilities are truly endless.
So to all our listeners out there, if you're curious about AI and what it can do for your business, I highly, highly recommend checking out Stephen Scott's The 2024-2025 Beginner's Guide to AI in Affiliate and Network Marketing. It's a fantastic resource, whether you're just getting started or you're already using AI. And thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.